Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
We take sources you send us and, well, we dive deep into them.
Extract the core. Find the fascinating bits.
Exactly. So today, our mission takes us into a YouTube video transcript. It's from the Military Tales channel, episode 16, called Which is the Greater Courage?
Ah, yes. That one. It's quite something.
It really is. We're going to unpack some pretty powerful ideas about courage, looking at fighter pilots in Vietnam using their own experiences.
Yeah, it offers a perspective you don't always get. It's raw, reflective, really gets into the human side of it all.
Prepare for, well, I think, a pretty thought-provoking exploration of bravery.
What struck me right away is how it steps beyond just, you know, the usual combat hero narrative.
How so?
Well, it really digs into the internal stuff, fear, how different people coped with just immense pressure. It sort of challenges you to think about what courage actually means.
Okay, so let's dive in at the start. The speaker in the video talks about being really hit hard by a book, When Thunder Rolled.
Knows it well.
It was written by another lieutenant, a guy who flew, get this, 100 missions over North Vietnam, starting in 66, in an F-105.
The Thud. Yeah, 100 missions over the North. That's serious business. Especially back then.
And this pilot, the author, was incredibly open about being, well, terrified initially. He said he wanted to quit.
That's the part that grabs you. He admits this intense fear, but then goes on to become highly decorated.
Exactly. Which is key, right? It throws up this idea straight away. Courage isn't necessarily not being afraid.
Right. It's maybe more about acting despite the fear. This guy clearly felt it strongly.
Yeah.
But his actions, well, they speak volumes about his courage.
Yeah. And then the speaker in the video contrasts that. He talks about his own experience starting pilot training during the war.
A different perspective.
Totally. He says his main focus wasn't so much fighting fear, but more about, you know, doing his duty, getting competent, being professional.
So less about that visceral upfront fear the other pilot described.
That's what he implies, yeah. Which leads us right into the big question from the episode title, episode 16, which is the greater courage. Is it the courage of someone who maybe doesn't feel that deep fear from the get-go? Or is it the courage of the person who is absolutely gripped by fear but pushes through it, overcomes it to do the job?
It's such a fascinating question.
Yeah.
And the video speaker rightly points out there must have been a whole spectrum of fear among those pilots.
For sure. Not everyone would react the same way.
No way. You'd have some who seemed maybe outwardly calm, collected, others maybe visibly struggling.
And things like what? Age? Family back home? Past experiences?
All of that, yeah. Those factors would definitely play into how much apprehension someone felt. Different pressures, different stakes, personally.
It's a good reminder, isn't it? These were real people, diverse lives, emotions, all behind the uniform.
Absolutely. And what the video highlights, which I think is crucial, is that despite all these different internal feelings, so many of them performed their jobs exceptionally well, with incredible skill and commitment.
Speaks volumes about professionalism under fire, literally.
It really does. But the video also touches on something sensitive.
Which is?
That these internal struggles, the fear, it often wasn't really talked about. Not openly, anyway.
Right. The sort of stiff upper lip thing. Admitting fear might be seen as weakness?
Probably some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys likely kept those battles private, bottled up.
Which makes the next point about the bravery of actually sharing these stories later even more significant.
Exactly. The speaker mentions that years down the line, opening up about it all, that can be its own kind of courage.
He says others told him it was tough at first, right? Hard to talk about.
Very difficult initially, yeah. But that eventually it could be cathartic, a release, a way to process things they might not have even realized they were carrying.
That makes sense. The lasting impact of trauma, even if it's subconscious sometimes.
And the video notes reactions varied hugely. Some might have seemed fine on the surface, but others carried, you know, heavy emotional baggage.
Even if they didn't show it.
Right. And regardless, those intense missions, they forge memories that that just don't fade easily. Indelible.
Okay, so the discussion shifts then. It moves towards a specific really vital part of the operations, the air commandos.
Ah, the Sandies.
Yeah, and their search and rescue missions, SAR, using the call sign Sandy.
The crucial role.
The video really emphasizes this feeling, this unique, incredible reward that came from successfully rescuing someone, a fellow service member.
Compared to what?
Compared to more routine missions, which the speaker even calls BS missions sometimes. Missions that felt pointless.
That contrast says a lot, doesn't it? About the human element, the sheer purpose felt in saving a life, bringing someone home.
Definitely. It underscores how much value was placed on every single person in those incredibly dangerous situations.
And of course, the flip side. The video mentions the huge emotional toll when rescue didn't succeed.
Yeah, that must have been devastating. The video also briefly mentions prairie fire missions.
Right, those were specialized in flexful ops. Special operations stuff. Different from what the speaker directly did,
yeah,
but definitely relevant to the context of rescues, especially in places like Laos.
Okay, so that leads into a major in the video details.
Okay.
The Knife 6162 rescue, October 6, 1969.
A big one. A major SAR effort.
It started because a prairie fire insertion near Chipone, Laos, went wrong. Badly wrong.
What happened?
Two helicopters trying to insert Thai and Laotian mercenaries.
Yeah.
They got shot down in what was supposed to be a safe landing zone, Mung Vien.
Supposed to be safe.
But wasn't.
Not even close. Turns out it was crawling with a large North Vietnamese force. Mm-hmm. A huge intelligence failure, basically.
Oh, wow. So you've got crews down in a hot LZ. How many people?
Over 50 personnel stranded on the ground. Yeah. Surrounded.
50. That's a nightmare scenario. So the Sandies went in. Right. The first Sandy element responded, these A1 Sky Raiders, heavily armed, trying to provide cover and coordinate. But the odds were just overwhelming.
Too much enemy fire, too many enemy troops.
Exactly. And this is where the speaker's own story comes in. He was part of the second set of Sandies scrambled to help.
Okay.
He was flying wingman for Jack Hudson. Hudson ended up leading the rescue, got the Air Force Cross for it. Incredible bravery.
So the speaker was right there in the thick of it.
He was. And get this. Due to a navigation mistake by the intended lead aircraft for their flight,
yeah,
he and Hudson actually arrived first over the site, straight into the firestorm.
Wow. Talk about being thrown in the deep end. What did they do?
Close air support. Intense close air support. Dropping CBU cluster bombs and strafing with their 20-millimeter cannons.
How close?
Dangerously close.
Yeah.
The video emphasizes how close. They had to put fire down right near the friendlies to keep the NVA off them. Immense precision needed.
An immense risk. Friendly fire is always a huge danger in those situations.
And it happened. The speaker shares this specific, chilling anecdote.
What was it?
While he was strafing, trying to suppress the enemy, a friendly crewman on the ground was actually hit by shrapnel from his own cannon fire.
Oh, man. That's brutal. It just highlights the chaos, the knife edge they were operating on.
Absolutely. A terrible illustration of the danger.
But despite all that chaos, the extraction itself.
Yeah.
The helicopters.
The super jollies. The HH-53s. Incredibly brave crews. They went in under heavy fire.
And they got people out.
They did. It was chaotic, harrowing, but ultimately...
54 out of 60, that's actually incredible under those circumstances.
The video stresses any delay would have been fatal. The Sandies, Hudson, the speaker, the jolly crews, their timing and actions were absolutely critical.
Saved dozens of lives that day.
Yeah. Then the narrative pulls back a bit, touches on the war in Laos and Cambodia generally.
How did it compare to Vietnam, according to the source?
The suggestion is, in some ways, it was even more intense. The North Vietnamese used swarming tactics there, apparently.
Overwhelming force.
And it mentions the SOG team, Special Operations Group, doing covert missions. Often they were hunted from the moment they hit the ground. Predictable LZs sometimes meant ambushes waiting.
Just an incredibly dangerous environment. Constant threat.
There's this anecdote, too, about Green Berets and Sandy pilots.
What's that?
Sort of acknowledging each other's line of work was, well, crazy. Mutual respect for the different kinds of danger each faced.
I can believe that. You hear similar things, right?
Yeah.
Helicopter pilots saying they wouldn't do the fighter jock job and vice versa.
Exactly. Different skills, different risks, different kinds of courage, maybe.
Which circles back to the main theme.
It does. And finally, the video offers a definition of an operator.
Not just military. Right.
No, a broader term. Yeah. Someone who is just intensely mission focused, can overcome obstacles, resourceful.
The MacGyver type.
Yeah, can kind of rig solutions. And crucially willing to bend the rules sometimes, if necessary, to get the mission done. especially at the pointy end of the spear.
It's a mindset, isn't it? Mm. Dedication, ingenuity under pressure, taking ownership, finding a way.
So wrapping up this deep dive on episode 16, which is the greater courage, we keep coming back to that question.
A multifaceted nature of courage.
Right. Especially in that incredibly demanding context of war. The video does such a good job showing the contrast, you know, between how someone might appear fearless, maybe, and the hidden bravery it takes to face down intense personal fear.
It really does make you stop and think about your own definition of courage, doesn't it? It makes you wonder if you've ever maybe overlooked acts of bravery just because they weren't, you know, loud or flashy.
Exactly. These untold stories, these internal struggles people face, they often hold the most profound insights, I think, into the human spirit, its resilience.
Absolutely. Food for thought.
It really is. And it leaves you with that final thought to chew on. What other silent battles of courage might be happening all around us every day in completely different walks of life?
A question worth considering.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.